Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. This is your girl Sienna Cruz, here to help you outsmart that scroll and reclaim your beautiful brain. Today we're diving into something powerful, cultivating forgiveness and letting go of those heavy negative emotions. Now, I know what you're thinking, forgiveness, that sounds like a fluffy self-help cliche. Trust me, it's way deeper than that. Holding on to anger, resentment, bitterness, all that stuff. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and eventually it starts to hurt your back. Literally. Seriously, those negative emotions can manifest in physical pain and stress. Ever felt that tension in your chest or neck when you're replaying an argument in your head? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's about choosing to release the grip those actions have on you. It's about freeing yourself from that emotional baggage and making space for peace, joy, and healing. And let me tell you, it's a freaking game changer. So, how do we actually cultivate forgiveness? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Understand the power of perspective. Ever heard the saying, "What you focus on grows"? It's so true. When we dwell on negativity, it amplifies itself. But when we shift our perspective and look for the good, even in challenging situations, we create space for forgiveness to bloom. 2. Practice empathy. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Try to see things from the other person's point of view. What might have been going on in their life? Were they hurting? Were they making a mistake? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you move towards compassion and forgiveness. 3. Let go of expectations. We often hold on to anger because we expect apologies, changes, or some kind of retribution. But holding on to those expectations keeps us tethered to the pain. Forgiveness means letting go of what we think should happen and accepting things as they are. 4. Acknowledge your pain. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, betrayed. Don't try to suppress your emotions. Acknowledge them, process them, and allow yourself to grieve. Bottling things up only makes it harder in the long run. 5. Choose forgiveness for yourself. Remember, forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about choosing peace, freedom, and healing over resentment and bitterness. It's a gift you give yourself, not them. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have a coworker who constantly takes credit for your ideas and undermines your contributions. This has been happening for months, and it's starting to really get under your skin. Every time they do it, you feel that familiar sting of anger and resentment. Now, holding onto that anger might feel momentarily satisfying, like, yeah, I'm going to show them. But what does it actually achieve? It keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, draining your energy and affecting your work performance. You're letting their actions control your emotions. Instead, imagine choosing forgiveness. Not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. Acknowledge the hurt, let yourself feel it, then choose to release it. Maybe even try talking to them calmly, respectfully about how their behavior affects you. This doesn't mean condoning what they're doing, but it opens the door for communication and potentially a resolution. See, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or pretending like nothing happened. It's about choosing to move forward with grace, strength, and a lighter heart. So, remember these key takeaways. Shift your perspective, practice empathy, let go of expectations, acknowledge your pain, and choose forgiveness for yourself. This is not an overnight process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the journey towards forgiveness is worth every step. It's a powerful act that sets you free from the past and empowers you to create a brighter future. And now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or questions about forgiveness in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey of growth and healing. Don't forget to subscribe to Dopamine Hacker for daily doses of brain-boosting goodness. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and remember you are powerful beyond measure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.